Two longtime train lovers killed in Washington Amtrak derailment, by the Associated Press. Zach Wilhoit and Jim Hamra were just the type of guys to hop on an Amtrak train, hurling passengers at faster speeds along newly upgraded tracks, he said Tuesday. Wilhoit, 35, and Hamra, 61, were both rail enthusiasts and knowledgeable about the technical aspects of trains. They were among the three killed Monday when the train going 80 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone plunged off an overpass outside Seattle and toppled some cars on a highway below. "It's pretty devastating. We're having a tough time," said Lloyd Flem, executive director of rail advocacy organization All Aboard Washington. Wilhoit and Hamra were active in such groups. In All Aboard Washington, Wilhoit served as director of information technology, and Hamra was vice president and newsletter editor since 1988. Writing enthusiastically in a recent online post about the new route that travels along refurbished freight tracks, "They were having the opportunity for the first official run of a brand new route," Flem said. The 15-mile, $180.7 million project was aimed at speeding up service by bypassing a route with a number of curves, single-track tunnels, and freight traffic. Flem said he has known Hamra for more than three decades. Hamra retired a few years ago as a civil engineer at the Washington Transportation Department and was a groomsman at Flem's wedding 25 years ago. He'd lived with his mother in Pollyup, Flem said. Pierce Transit said Wilhoit was a customer service support specialist who was admired by his colleagues. "He enjoyed going to Star Wars conventions and Renaissance fairs," Flem said. The men also were members of the Rail Passengers Association, according to Group President Jim Matthews, who called Hamra one of the most respected and effective rail advocates in the country. Jim combined personality and kindness and paired it with an intricate and detailed knowledge of transit policy and technical insight. "This made him an extremely powerful advocate and an inspiration for others," the association said in a statement. Hamra's niece, Rachel Topper, said she has been notified of her uncle's death, but that the family had no further comment. In a Facebook post, she said they were heartbroken and that Hamra will be missed by many.